Along the top of the stone bridge, we could see German helmets moving. They were bent forward and moving smoothly, almost supernaturally, along. As they came off the bridge, we saw them. They were bicycle troops. I saw the faces of the first two. They were ruddy and healthy-looking. Their helmets came low down over their foreheads and the sides of their faces. Their carbines were clipped to the frame of the bicycles. Stick bombs hung handle down from their belts. Their helmets and their gray uniforms were wet and they rode easily, looking ahead and to both sides. There were two, then four in line, then two, then almost a dozen, then another dozen, then one alone. They did not talk, but we could not have heard them because of the noise from the river. They were gone out of sight up the road.
"Holy Mary," Imo said. "They were Germans," Piani said. "Those weren't Austrians."
"Why isn't there somebody here to stop them?" I said. "Why haven't they blown the bridge up? Why aren't there machine guns along this embankment?"
"You tell us, Tenente," Bonello said.
I was very angry. "The whole bloody thing is crazy. Down below they blow up a little bridge, here they leave a bridge on a main road. Where is everybody? Don't they try and stop them at all?"
"You tell us, Tenente," Bonello said.
I shut up. It was none of my business. All I had to do was to get to Pordenone with three ambulances. I had failed at that. All I had to do now was get to Pordenone. I probably could not even get to Udine. The hell I couldn't. The thing to do was to be calm and not get shot or captured. "Didn't you have a canteen open?" I asked Piani. He handed it to me. I took a long drink. "We might as well start," I said. "There's no hurry, though. Do you want to eat something?"
"There's no place to stay," Bonello said.
"All right, we'll start.
Should we keep on this side, out of sight?"
"We'd be better off on top. They may come along this bridge, too. We don't want them on top of us before we see them."